Turkey is watching what's happening in Syria with increasing alarm. One fear is the growing power of Syrian Kurdish militants near Turkey's border. Turkey and its own Kurdish population have a long, troubled history. But Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has recently been wooing Turkey's Kurds. He has his reasons. It's said he wants to change Turkey's constitution to create a strong presidency. And to do it, he needs Kurdish support, especially after the anti-government protests over the past few months. Turkey's Kurds want a constitution change, too. They'd like to get rid of the provision that refers to all Turkish citizens as Turks. Still, it's not clear the Kurds are ready to accept the government overtures. Matthew Brunwasser has a story.
Kurds, who make up some 20% of Turkey's population, have long been oppressed in Turkey, and it won't be easy for them to forget that. Here's a good example of the problem. Diyarbakir's notorious prison number 5. The crumbling concrete facade, barbed wire, sandbags and soldiers symbolize the brutality. Activist Gani Alkan spent 8 years here. Like thousands of Kurds, he was never accused of any violent act. Alkan says he still feels terror whenever he sees this place.
Türklük adına bize işkence yapıldı.
They tortured us on behalf of something called Turkishness. They tried to force us to assimilate and become Turks. They made us learn more than 50 nationalist Turkish military songs, which were all racist and patriotic, about how happy is he who calls himself a Turk.
Alkan and fellow activists say Kurds' very existence has threatened the national myth that every citizen of Turkey is an ethnic Turk. So changing the constitution won't be enough. Recep Şeftalıdala says Turkey needs to cleanse its national soul.
For our wounds to heal, the entire official ideology of the state needs to change. They need to understand why it's unhealthy. Until that happens, it won't be possible to heal these wounds.
It is a tall order. Many Kurds distrust the Turkish government, regardless of who's in power. Although more conservative Kurds do back Erdogan, because of his party's appeal to the Kurds and Turks' common denominator, Sunni Islam. Kurds tend to live in the more traditional and religious southeast of the country, something like the red states of Turkey. Erdogan's AKP is an Islamic party, Turkey's most successful religious party ever. So its message resonates here among many conservative Kurds.
Biz kamuğumuz kullarız sen şah.
But the divisions are still strong, even among believers. In this underground shopping center, Kurds hold their own Friday prayers, rejecting the official state-controlled mosques. Retired Kurdish imam Muhittin Eryomaz says the government has long used imams like him to control Kurds.
They cannot speak about the brutality and the oppression because it's forbidden. They know all about it, but don't dare to speak.
Religion clearly doesn't win over all Kurds, but the international crisis group's Hugh Pope says the government has another strong card to play, economic development.
Which, if it has an ideology, it is probably to build the maximum number of shopping centers in Turkey and join them up by dual carriageway highways, a prosperity agenda. And that has had a major impact on all the cities of Turkey, including those in the Kurdish-speaking southeast. That created a middle ground in all those Kurdish cities. It created a real voting base for AKP among Kurds.
The restoration of this ancient citadel here in Diyarbakir is meant to attract tourists to this ancient Mesopotamian city. There will be a puppet theater, tourism information center, gift shop, and museum. But this walled complex also once housed the headquarters of the feared counterintelligence forces, which brought Kurds here for interrogation, torture, and imprisonment. And just as the prime minister prefers not to address the wrongs of the past, this tourist complex won't mention the recent horrors. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Diyarbakir, Turkey.